From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. With many Cook County precincts turning out in the high 80 to 90%, registered voters came out in droves to cast their ballots in all precincts on Tuesday. They gave President Barack Obama a wide margin of victory over challenger Mitt Romney. District 2 voters favored Gary Gamble over incumbent Fritz Sabania for county commissioner and elected Heidi Dukirk to fill the District 4 position over Rick Austin. Grand Marais voters returned Mayor Larry Bear Carlson to office over Adam Harju. Uncontested city council members Tim Kennedy and Jan Sievertson were reelected. Cook County voters overwhelmingly chose U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar over challenger Kurt Bills and returned Senator Tom Bach and Representative David Dill to their District 3 and 3A jobs. In the 8th Congressional District, former Representative Rick Nolan upset incumbent Representative Chip Kravac. Local voters voted down both the voter ID and marriage amendments. Uncontested ISD 166 board candidates Ed Bolstead and Sissy Lundy won without competition. In the only contested hospital board race, Kay Olson won over Lynn Parrish. Cook County had 3,841 voters show up at the polls for a turnout of 87% of registered voters. Precinct turnouts ranged from 80% in Grand Marais East and West to a high of 93% in the Gunflint and Maple Hill precincts. Minnesota officials say unofficial turnout in Tuesday's election was about 76% of eligible voters. The Secretary of State's office says nearly complete returns show more than 2.9 million votes in the presidential race. They say the number of ballots cast is a record. Minnesota's highest general election turnout came in 1956, when a little more than 83% of eligible voters participated. The state is typically among the best in the nation in turnout. Lake County voters voted down two measures having to do with construction of a $15 million heat and electricity-producing public utility project. One of the measures would have issued general obligation bonds to pay for the project. That measure would have increased local property taxes. Silver Bay voters elected Joanne Johnson as their new mayor. She defeated incumbent Scott Johnson by 33 votes. In Two Harbors, incumbent Mayor Randy Boleyn handily won re-election. After the first few days of Minnesota's firearms deer season, the buck harvest across northeastern Minnesota was up 8% from last year, that according to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources officials. The harvest of antlerless deer, however, was down 22%. The Duluth News Tribune reports that's just the way DNR wildlife officials had planned it. The DNR had issued fewer permits to take antlerless deer this fall in order to save does and increase the deer population in future years. Statewide, based on registrations after the first 3 days of the season, the buck harvest was up 8%, but the overall harvest was down about 4% from last year. The weather on opening weekend generally was good across the state. Anecdotally, many hunters across northeastern Minnesota said they haven't seen many deer moving so far this season. DNR enforcement officials have issued many citations for baiting already in the young season, according to DNR reports. In their weekly conservation officer reports, nearly every officer across northeastern Minnesota listed baiting among violations committed by hunters. Minnesota's firearms deer season continues through November 18th in northeastern Minnesota. '69 wolves now have been killed since Saturday in Minnesota's controversial inaugural wolf hunting season. 32 wolves were killed Saturday, 18 on Sunday, and 16 on Monday. Three more have been registered on Tuesday. The breakdown is 32 wolves that have been killed in the DNR's northwest zone and 29 in the northeast zone where the target is 58 and 8 in the east central zone where the target is 9, and that zone was closed to wolf hunters at the end of the day on Monday. A total of 3,600 licenses were issued for the early wolf season. There is a 400 wolf quota, 200 in the early season that runs concurrently with firearms deer season, and 200 in the second hunting and trapping season that will open on the 24th of this month. Authorities say they've found the bodies of about 700 water birds along a stretch of northern Lake Michigan shoreline in the Upper Peninsula. The Mining Journal of Marquette says authorities suspect that the birds died of type E botulism. The dead birds were found in Schoolcraft County near the unincorporated village of Gulliver. They include 247 common loons, 152 horned grebes, 98 red-necked grebes, 73 long-tailed ducks, and 64 white-winged scooters. Authorities say there also were smaller numbers of ring-billed gulls, double-crested cormorants, red-breasted mergansers, and herring gulls. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources says type E botulism bacteria cause a toxin that paralyzes birds and fish. Similar die-offs happened in the UP in 2007 and near Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore in northern Lower Peninsula in 2006. A Houston-based petroleum company is proposing a pipeline that would transport North Dakota crude to Superior, Wisconsin. Enbridge officials say the Sandpiper pipeline would cover more than 500 miles and could transport about 225,000 barrels per day. The company's current capacity in North Dakota is 275,000 barrels per day. The pipeline would run from the Beaver Lodge area south of Tioga to the main Enbridge terminal in Superior. Bob Steedy, general manager of Enbridge Pipelines, North Dakota, tells the Forum newspaper that the pipeline would expand export capacity and increase market opportunities. Steedy says the pipeline would be the company's largest project in North Dakota. If approved, the earliest it could go into service would be late 2015. Enbridge operates about 50,000 miles of pipelines in North America. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.